Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub. Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
40 seconds to go. Hornets lead by three over the Celtics. Cody screen for Kemba. For three. Hits it! He hit another one! 43 points for Kemba Walker, and he is a stone-cold killer, and he might have just iced the Boston Celtics. 117-111 with 32.3 seconds remaining at the Hive.
I didn't know that. Charlotte Hornets playing the Hive.
I like that.
Because they're Hornets. Don't Hornets live in a nest? I don't even think they have a hive.
Intern's screaming that right now. He's all upset.
See? Cam knows.
Cam is yelling loud without the mic on. He thinks you can hear him.
Oh, he's still new to this business.
He's so green, Cam.
All right, back to the
kid.
Phones. All your calls here before we have our first of two back-to-back guests today. It's Tom Haberstroh. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Jim? Yes. From NBC Sports. He'll join us at 11:20. Grandy will be on with us at 11:35. Jack in, let's see, Lee. Go ahead, Jack. You're on with Hardy and Ted Johnson. What's going on?
Hey, so I follow this, basically it's a Celtics fan page, Celtics Insider on Instagram. Mm. And they posted a screenshot of a DM from Tito Horford, Al's dad. So Tito had commented on like just various pages and stuff, like just hinting that like he liked, you know, he liked the idea of Al staying in Boston, right? So, and so in this DM, the guy basically says like he loved Al and like loved what he did for the Celtics, and then so Tito replies to it, hopefully Danny Ainge changed his mind. We love Boston and we love the Celtics fans. Thanks, best wishes to the Celtics. And
so what what does that tell you?
So I think it says that Danny Ainge kind of wanted to push Al out. And I think because I think it was pretty unclear where Al wanted to go. And I don't know, at least for me, I didn't really, I was pretty unaware of.
Okay. All right, Jack, here's something that we all have to consider. As we all decided that, you know, Al wanted to leave, can we consider that Danny Ainge felt it wasn't necessarily about the 4 years, it was just spending big money on Al Horford. Yeah, at the age of 33, that factors into it, because for the next 2 or 3 years when he's going to be at his best, what difference is it going to make? Why are we going to spend all this money on Al Horford to keep him here when we're not going to be able to do anything meaningful for the next 2 or 3 years?
Oh, I don't see that. I will say this for the record.
You need a point guard, so you pick up Kemba Walker.
Yeah, but just because.
What? Who else are we going to get? Well,
you don't think without Horford on this team, that this team is competing for an Eastern champion, you know, Eastern Conference championship?
No.
Ooh, really?
You need to get rid of that salary to get Kemba Walker, though. You didn't know that they were going to agree to a sign and trade. You didn't know that they were signing Terry Rozier. So you needed to get rid of Horford's contract off the books, right? To get Kemba Walker, right, if it was just a straight free agent move.
Right.
Yes, and now once the sign and trade happened, it was like, oh, we have a chance to keep both. We have a chance to keep Horford and get Kemba Walker. I think this was, I mean, we always find out about things like 3 days too late. After it's reported. So maybe late last week they were saying, oh, we have a chance to do this. We can do this. And they started late in the process. Maybe Philly was in early in the process. Who knows?
You know, but to answer your question, Ted, we got to get to the rest of these calls. You know, right now, if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto, Do Kemba Walker and Al Horford get past the Raptors? You know, the reigning NBA champions and the Eastern Conference champions? Did they get past Milwaukee?
Do they have Kawhi?
That's how I prefaced it by saying, you know, assuming Kawhi stays in Toronto, they get past Milwaukee. My only point is I don't like their chances better now with Kemba Walker and Al Horford than I did with Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. And I know they didn't get along, but they got along at other points over the last 2 years.
But you're completely disregarding the fact that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum could be different players with Kemba Walker that they weren't with Kyrie Irving. You're not giving that any thought at all.
I'm not giving it much thought because Jason Tatum did not improve last year.
What was the difference?
Kyrie Irving was playing and he wasn't before.
He played with Kyrie Irving the year before.
All right, but he started excelling when Kyrie went out and it was a playoff push. That's when he really excelled.
All right, let's go to Matthew in Hampton. Oh, I'm frozen here, Jim. Can you pull up Matthew for me, please? Go ahead, Matthew. I'm with Hardy and Ted Johnson. What's up?
Hi, good morning. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the epic fail of this last year. I'm glad that Kyrie's gone and that his drama didn't help, but I think you really need to lay the blame at Brad Stevens' feet. I like him as a coach, but this last year, from the out-of-bounds plays to starting Hayward over Brown, Hayward seemed like he was about 50%. And couldn't even finish at the rim, and Brown is sitting on the bench. I think actually Kyrie and Horford are gone because of the mismanagement, as they couldn't believe what they were seeing as Brown had helped them lead them to the Eastern Conference Finals. Is sitting on the bench, and a guy who's 50, maybe 60%, is getting the most of the minutes. I just think that they were totally flabbergasted. And I think Rozier also, even though he's got his own drama, I think he just couldn't believe what they saw.
All right. Well, I think you had to take Gordon Hayward out for his spin to see what was going on. And you just couldn't leave. Once he plays a couple of games and he doesn't appear to be 100%. Well, they knew he wasn't going to be 100%. And I agree. Watching him early on in the season, not wanting to finish, and you know, essentially driving the lane and then looking to dish out. I'm like, what are you doing? You said. Okay, well, he's still coming back from injury. He's not ready yet.
And then he'd have a game.
I don't fault Brad Stevens for wanting to go with Gordon Hayward in most spots.
I don't either, but I do fault Brad Stevens for how he handled, I think, things that went on behind the scenes. It sounds like reports are, you're hearing things that he was non-confrontational. He didn't communicate. He didn't let guys know where they stood. And I think that's part of the job for an NBA coach, not just coming up with schemes and game plans and out of bound plays and knowing when to call timeouts and things like that. But you got to be able to connect with your players. Okay. And if guys are having issues with who's playing when and how many minutes here and there, then that's the coach's job to set these guys straight, communicate, talk to them. I just don't think that's how Brad is. And so I think he learned, I hope he learned his lesson because, look, that is definitely a blind spot for Brad Stevens, is connecting with his players and letting them all know where they stand and getting them to all be on the same page. They were all on different pages, and I think Brad just kind of thought it would work itself out, and it just didn't.
I think it was a real challenge for him, and I think at some points he fell short. That much I will agree with. Frankie, New Hampshire, can you pull him up for me, please, Jim? Go ahead, Frankie. Frankie! All right. Okay. Doesn't sound like Frankie's there. We'll go to Jeff in Nashua. Jeff, you're on with Hardy and Ted Johnson. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Good morning. First of all, Hardy, I love listening to you on Lithium on the weekends. I think you do a good job.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
So I just want to make a point. I think if Danny forced kind of led Horford down the road of leaving, then I don't mind it too much because I think we can replace 13-7 for a lot less than $20 million. And I know it's been talked about in the afternoon show and on this show a few times that the leadership and the chemistry is kind of overrated. So you know, good players lead the championships. I mean, you know, not everybody. KD and Steph haven't gotten along out in Golden State, but they've been to the finals 5 straight years. along with LeBron and Kyrie. So I think, you know, I think that is a little bit overrated. And I do think that there are some good good players left out there. Of course, I don't know what's left for salary cap with the sign-and-trade. I'm sure you guys can speak to that. I'm sure it's not too much. But I just that was my point, was that, you know, we can replace 13-7 and for a lot less than $20 million. And I think the Celtics are going to be a better team moving forward because of it. Thanks very much.
All right, Jeff. I don't think they're immediately better. And I think they're going to have issues going forward. And, you know, if forced to make a prediction in terms of, you know, what it's going to take for them. And this was before I knew that Kyrie and Kevin Durant were going to be playing together. Obviously not next year, but year after that. It felt like a three-year process to get back to, you know, real contention in the East based on what was already there. And now my mind certainly hasn't changed with Al being in Philadelphia and with what the Nets are going to look like here.
Two years from now.
Kawhi stays in Toronto. You like their chances better right now than you did last season?
Not without Al Horford. Now I'm like, now that Al Horford's not, because here's the thing. The only reason I'm giving Al Horford this much credit and thinking he's this important to this team is because what is the backup plan? I mean, is it Robert Williams? Is it Grant Williams, the rookie they drafted out of Tennessee? So that's the only reason I'm sitting here kind of, you know, singing the praises of Al Horford. I get it. I mean, 13-7, look, I mean, he's a nice player. I'm not trying to diminish. I think he was a great player for this team. But what is the backup plan? And so if Robert Williams is your answer, if Grant Williams is your answer, then we're in big trouble. And people throw out different names, Kaminsky and Enes Kanter. Those guys are nice offensive players.
Yeah.
But from a defensive standpoint, they don't give you close to what Al Horford gave you from a defensive standpoint.
All right, we're going to talk with Tom Haberstroh coming up next and Sean Grandy a little bit later as we continue to break down everything happening in the NBA. Hardy and Ted Johnson on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Tom Haberstroh, NBC Sports, NBA Insider. You're on with Hardy and Ted Johnson. Tom, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Well, we've been talking a lot about today, mostly about Al Horford, and we haven't really touched on much else going on in the league, and there was so much happening last night. And I guess first things first, in terms of looking at the Celtics and how things are shaping up here in the East, what are you hearing about Kawhi Leonard? Because he is the one guy out there right now that seems to have the most question marks around him.
Everyone is in a holding pattern. I mean, the Clippers are keeping their powder keg dry. Same with the Lakers. You know, Danny Green is still sitting there deciding what to do in his free agency because it appears contingent on what Kawhi Leonard wants to do. You know, he might join Kawhi Leonard in with the Lakers on some sort of deal or with the Clippers, but he has clearly not made his decision, Danny Green, because I think he believes that we're going to find out soon what happens with Kawhi Leonard, whether he comes back to the Toronto Raptors or decides to head back home to L.A. Clearly, the Nets and the Knicks have decided to move on, and right now, everyone in the NBA is in a holding pattern. You would have heard whispers by now from the Kawhi Leonard's camp if he had made a decision or if he was close to a decision. We just don't know. We're completely in the dark.
Hey, Tom, just your thoughts on what the 76ers were able to do, re-signing Tobias Harris, trading for Josh Richardson, and then signing Al Horford, which is a huge, you know, gut punch to the Celtics fans. Just your thoughts on how that team is currently constructed. How well do you think they did, and What do you think, how they fall in the pecking order as far as Eastern Conference teams now?
I think if Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto, this is the best team in the NBA. I think the Philadelphia 76ers are loaded up front. They have the Twin Towers and Al Horford. Boston fans don't need me to tell you how good he is on both ends of the floor. He's probably one of the top 20, top 25, 30 players in the NBA. The metrics will say that. Your eyes will say that. The impact on and off the court will say that. But I think the number one thing that Al Horford does for this team, for the 76ers, is provide a relief for Joel Embiid. We saw what happened with Kawhi Leonard last year when he rested for 22 games in the regular season. Pascal Siakam stepped up in a big way and was able to fill in and let the team ride without Kawhi. And I think that's what's going to happen here with the 76ers, is not only is Al Horford going to shoot threes, play on the elbow, rack up a ton of assists, and play really smart defense, but he's also going to be able to play the five on nights that Joel Embiid is going to take off so that he can prepare his body for the postseason. I think that's going to be the new trend in the NBA. Is before you would say, Al Horford, he plays the same position as Joel Embiid. Why would you sign him to a $100 million deal? Well, in fact, now, because of how these bodies work, you might say the opposite. Is because Pascal Siakam does a lot of the same things as Kawhi Leonard and plays the same position as Kawhi Leonard, that makes a lot of sense for Siakam and Kawhi to play on the same team. So I think this is going to be an interesting thing to watch. You see, the Golden State Warriors are now trading for D'Angelo Russell, who plays Steph Curry's position. The tide is changing in the NBA, where I think teams are now creating batteries for their superstars so they can have nights off in the regular season and prepare them for the postseason, just like Kawhi Leonard.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not enough to have like two superstars anymore. Now you have to have a suitable backup for at least one of those superstars so they can be even more super come the postseason. You mentioned Golden State. Kevin Durant going to be joining Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn. To me, this is the one story we haven't touched on at all yet, and it's fascinating to me, the reasons behind it. Reasons we're hearing: he wants to play with Kyrie. He wants to be with somebody he can hang with. I mean, what else you were hearing about his decision to go to Brooklyn?
Well, I mean, the rumblings were coming out as soon as I saw that Kevin Durant was going to, you know, field meetings with four suitors or engage with, as ESPN said, didn't make sense to me, because why would Kyrie Irving commit to the Brooklyn Nets already at the outset of free agency if he didn't know what Kevin Durant was going to do? And so I just started peeling away the onion, and it just made sense that, man, I don't think Kevin Durant is going to be, you know, feeling out those suitors. I think he already knows. And then, of course, you know, early in the afternoon, it came out that he was going to announce on his Instagram feed. And it, sure enough, he decided to team up with Kyrie Irving. And I think, you know, I speak from experience. It actually hit me in a personal way, because in 2010, my life turned upside down when LeBron James said he was going to take his talent to South Beach. I was, you know, a freelance writer with ESPN, and they hired me to cover that team, move down to South Beach and cover the Heat. And one of the big storylines at that point was that they were friends. They were called the Super Friends at that point, because for the first time ever, we had seen free agent superstars team up, because primarily they had an existing relationship and they just wanted to be with each other on the basketball court. And I think that's what you're seeing with Kyrie and Kevin Durant 9 years later, and DeAndre Jordan. These three friends just thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we went to a cool city like Brooklyn and play basketball together and take our ownership of our careers? Kyrie Irving has never been an unrestricted free agent in his career. And I think they really took this opportunity to not just play basketball together, but just try to be happy doing it. Because I think both sides, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, weren't exactly happy in their situations. For whatever reason, they didn't find that basketball nirvana, and they decided to try to create their nirvana in Brooklyn.
When you went to Miami, did Brian Windhorst pull you aside and say, hey, I'm the guy that follows LeBron around, and there isn't enough room in this industry for two of us?
You know, what's funny about that is Brian actually stayed in Miami for 1 year and then left. I stayed there for 6 years. So if anyone was sticking around and just okay. riding the coattails okay. of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, it was me. I was there for 6 years, and LeBron James left after four, and Brian was long gone by then.
All right, Celtics need a big man. Who's out there? Who's gettable for them?
You know, I thought the perfect fit was Robin Lopez, but it looks like he's joining up with his brother in Milwaukee. It's slim pickings at this point. You're going to be looking at guys like Kevon Looney, who right now is going to be an expendable piece for the well, not expendable, but too expensive for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are capped out at the moment. They can't offer anybody more than $2 or $3 million, and that's just not going to cut it for Kevon Looney. I think you're going to see him potentially be a target for the Boston Celtics. A really smart defender, young guy, still just in his early 20s. I think that would be a smart look for them. But ultimately, it is going to be – I don't think DeMarcus Cousins is coming. I'm not so sure he's a fit there anyway. But when you're looking at a team that has Kemba Walker, you want a really good screen setter. And right now, the market is very, very dry on centers, especially when you see a guy like Dwayne Dedman. A lot of people don't even know who that is, getting $40 million on the free agency market to sign with Sacramento. That's a sign that – what the Celtics are going to be getting here at the center position is pretty dry. You're going to be looking at guys, you know, at the bargain bin. And, you know, this is what you deal with. When you get Kemba Walker and you lose Al Horford, not going to be an easy pivot. But got another guy, another name to watch is Kostas Koufos from the Sacramento Kings, a 30-year-old big man, good defender. But again, we're not seeing world beaters for the Celtics at this point. They got Kemba. They're going to be happy with that. But they need to figure out the front court situation.
Hey, Tom, it's a place that's not basketball nirvana. That would be the New York Knicks. And there's everybody's talking about the New York Knicks creating enough cap space. You have two max deals you can offer to guys, and that they reported that they did not want to give Kevin Durant a max deal, so they had to settle on Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, Reggie Bullock, and Taj Gibson. Just your overall thoughts about the New York Knicks, because a lot of people were speculating that was a spot that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were going to end up, and then they end up with a bunch of guys.
You know what? It's a real shame. The league is so much better when the Knicks are good. You know, I think the league is healthier when the Knicks are good. You know, that more people care about basketball when the Knicks are good. They're a good villain in the NBA. I mean, when Carmelo Anthony was with Amari Stoudemire, Tyson Chandler, J.R. Smith, and Steve Novak, those are really fun. And I think the NBA is worse off when a team is mismanaged like this. If you didn't think you were going to get Kevin Durant, don't you make some trades to try to get a star in place? It seems like, you know, exes making up their own narrative after a breakup when they say, yeah, we weren't interested in giving him the max. When it's clear right now that Brooklyn Nets, they're not getting Kevin Durant at the max. Apparently, they're going to be taking less money so that DeAndre Jordan can get paid, a la Mike Miller and Udonis Haslem going to the Miami Heat, and LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh taking a little bit less so that they could come and join what they're doing. So I think that's – the Knicks are just – seeing them sign about $150 million to some power forwards, it just doesn't make sense. And I really wish that for a lot – I grew up outside of New York City. A lot of my friends are Knicks fans, and this is rock bottom for them.
All right, Tom Haberstroh, he is NBC Sports NBA Insider, Habershow Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Tom Haberstroh. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, there we go. We're going to pivot here. We're going to talk to Sean Granny, a little more Celtics perspective here, talk a little bit more about the big men. And I guess we can ask him if there's anything about Kyrie that he can tell us now. He couldn't tell us before. We'll ask.
Now that he's gone.
Yeah, we'll ask Sean Grady after Michael Bryan gives us the headlines here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap. When the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah.
Rizzo and Beal. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy and Ted Johnson on for Zolak and Bertrand. Joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, voice of the Celtics on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Sean Grandy is going to be getting on a plane here in about 10 minutes. So we're going to get right to it, Sean. Thanks for joining us this
morning. Appreciate it.
You've done enough work together. You should have your own little promo. They shouldn't have to run that, you know, the Beatle and Zoe promo for you. I mean, you've done enough stuff together that when you guys are filling in, it should be like your space, right?
Nope. It's called staying under the radar. It's always a good option. All right, so let's start with Kemba Walker to the Celtics. As you know, we've been focused really more on Al Horford and other stories here, but in terms of Kemba Walker coming here, I'm viewing it as he's a nice player and I think he's going to play well here, but still it's a bit of a downgrade from Kyrie. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it really depends on what you want out of that position. Kemba Walker had a super year. He just didn't have the same kind of roster around him that Kyrie did. They're very different. They're very different guys. Obviously, Kemba Walker himself into the elite at that position, certainly this year. And I think it's really fascinating in that they are both elite players, but they're both very different in the way they approach the position, the way they approach the game, the way they approach leadership, all of it. And I think I don't look at it as a substantial. I mean, they're very different players. And again, Kyrie, there's going to be a lot of nights at center where Celtic fans are going to have some twinges watching Kyrie do a lot of spectacular stuff that he does. But again, there's a tortoise element of comparing Kyrie and Kemba.
Hey, Sean, there's obviously a huge hole now at the five with Al Horford moving on to the 76ers. Am I missing something here? Or do you think maybe the Celtics have bigger plans for a guy like a Robert Williams or maybe even a Grant Williams as far as, you know, getting more minutes than he got last year, that being Robert Williams? Do you still think that maybe they have, do you think they have the answers here in-house at that spot, or do you think they still need to go out and get another big to fill Al Horford's shoes?
I think both of those things you said are true. I think that there will be bigger plans. I think the younger players are going to have to step up, and there's going to be a lot of experimentation. Clearly, the way things are angling right now, you're going to have that the player exception, the $4.5 million exception to use. The option the Celtics have is that they could go very cheap with whatever big ends up falling through the cracks here. When the market is all said and done, there's always value at the end of this. Because yesterday there were, $3.4 billion spent on players. There are always the players, the Willie Cauley-Stein, the Enes Kanters, and the guys who are now on the other side of July 1st, and their phone hasn't been ringing yet. So eventually some guys are going to trickle through. Celtics would have the option of going even lower with a veterans minimum and keeping that $1 million for things that happen during the out season and things like that. There are a ton of options. None of them are particularly sexy. Particularly attractive on a July 1st morning, but that's the reality of where the Celtics are right now. And Al Horford is the story right now. I don't think it's any.
Okay, so back to Al Horford then. Sean Grandy, by the way, on the phone with us right now. Al Horford, did he want to leave Boston, or was his hand forced by the Celtics not offering him that fourth year and by virtue of the way the team was shaping up for the next season?
Perception, as they always say, is reality. I think it's an interesting day, and that for the last week, because we capture things, right? Kyrie becomes the ultimate villain, and Al, who great Celtic, and there was no bigger Al Horford guy than me and Max. There was the last couple of years when there have been people who crazily, I think, didn't really understand his impact and what he brought the last and how elite he was and how critical. There's the element today that, again, Kyrie's the ultimate villain and whatever Al was able to do. But it's hard to not think in comparison of Ray Allen leaving and going to play with LeBron in Miami when he didn't have to do that. He could have stayed had he chosen. Now, Al's situation, financially, the Celtics couldn't get close to what the Sixers ended up doing. But to me, there is more of a – there's a little bit of a pang when it comes to Al – sort of putting a damper on the years he had, and that he is going to a rival that clearly right now, roster-wise, is stacked up better. They're probably today. It's hard not to look at the Sixers
as the favorites right now in the Eastern, adding Al Horford, and that is a little bit of a different feel. I think it's fair to say, and it would have been had we woken up today and Al had signed a 4-year deal with Sacramento, or had gone to Houston or somewhere else, and play in Philadelphia in the division, play with the conference favorite. It really is it's kind of a cloud on a sunny day.
All right, one final question for me. I just want to know, Sean, what is it that you want to tell us about Kyrie Irving that you weren't able to for the last couple of years? As the play-by-play guy, the voice of the Celtics, so what's like, oh, I got a great Kyrie Irving story. I can't tell it. Now you can tell it. What's the story?
You know what, guys? It's funny. The beauty of being me, the danger of being me, when you're the sort of like, just going to tell it straight, the danger of that is you usually anger both sides, right? Because not as negative on the guy people hate, or you're not as positive on the guy like. And I've always felt like it's just better to sort of tell it like it is. And during the year, I ran things about Kyrie and making the references about leadership, and people were surprised to hear that from the quote-unquote voice of the team. I think that piling on of Kyrie is probably going to be overdone because everything's overdone now. I think it is perfectly fair. Kyrie has to – here's what he has to – what he owns is telling the fans and telling his team that he was staying, shooting the commercial. He owns that. He's going to have to own that. That lives forever. I do think there is an element, and maybe today is not the best day to deal with it, but there's an element, I think, in all of us that we know who Kyrie Irving was for the last 2 years here in Boston. He was Kyrie Irving. He was that he was in Cleveland. And that came for better and worse. I think a lot of us expected maybe he would evolve into something different. And it turns out he was the guy that he always was. And I think those of us that expected him to be different may have to look at ourselves a little bit, that here was a guy who didn't have any experience really as a leader, as extraordinary as his play was on the court. And he had a career year, by the way. That sort of gets forgotten. The bad playoff series against Milwaukee here on the court here, and did a lot of great. Jackie's piece last week kind of really is the point, that it was a better or worse situation. And my only answer to it is that I think we really expected him to be something that he wasn't. Maybe one day he will be a good leader, but my general feeling on the 2 years here with Kyrie is this. If the flat earth, what does government mean to you? The internet isn't real guy is extraordinarily talented on the court, but he's not your locker room leader. And you got Kevin Garnett or LeBron James or somebody else in there as the centerpiece, it works. It works when Nukleloosh, you know, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes, right? If you win 20 in the show, you can be that guy. But that guy, with being the leader and being the face of the franchise, I'm not sure that combination works.
Why wasn't that guy Al Horford, though? Why wasn't Al the leader of the locker room and he could just allow Kyrie to be Kyrie? He could be the Manny Bean Manny element to that team and let Al lead that team.
I think it's a great question. I think it has to do with their personalities, and that I think this was Al's dream the last couple of years. It was always said of Billy Joel, dream was to play backup at somebody else's band, right? He didn't want to be the front guy. This situation was a dream come true for Al the last couple of years because he could come to work. Nobody had microphones in his face. He didn't have to be that vocal guy because he's not that guy, and just had these elite years that he had on the court for the Celtics. And when the game was over, there were 20 microphones in Kyrie's face, and Kyrie was happy to talk about whatever it is Kyrie felt like talking about on that day. And Al could just get dressed with a smile on his face and go home and be with his family. And he was happy. I think those are fair questions to be asked about. But again, then we'd be expecting Al to be something that he isn't and that he wasn't. And he's going to be great for Joel Embiid. But is he going to be the guy when you have some of those issues that you've got potentially with Simmons and with Embiid in Philadelphia? Al is going to lead by example. He's not going to be the take charge of the locker room, vocal leader guy, not going to be the face of your franchise with the media. It was interesting the way that worked out, but I think we would have been expecting Al to be something he wasn't. The same expect we expected that with Kyrie.
All right, Sean, we know you got a plane to catch, so we will let you go. I appreciate you taking the time. Sean Grandy, voice of the Celtics here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean.
There you go, Sean Grandy.
He's right about that. Al Horford had no – just that wasn't his thing, Hardy. He didn't want to be the leader. That's just not in his nature. And if it's not in your nature, you can't force it. And the last thing you want to do is trying to have a guy be somebody he's not. Guys see right through that. So it just it wasn't going to work out that way, man.
Well,
but Hardy's a believer. Grandy's a believer in the chemistry thing. We talked about that being, you know, that's going to be an important piece with Kemba Walker. So thank you, Sean Grandy, for agreeing with me.
Okay. Yeah, he also said that Al Horford was like essentially the most important part of this team for the last couple of years, and people couldn't see it. And, man, are you screwed without Al Horford. So, yeah, whatever. Chemistry. Woo-hoo! They're all going to get along. All right. We'll continue taking your phone calls here, 617-779-0985. Interesting about Kyrie Irving, too, and what it could mean for his quote-unquote legacy here in Boston. More on that coming up a little later on the show. Hardy and Ted Johnson in for Zoe and Beadle.
Zulak and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Wallach. A 4th of July full of travels is ahead, so to get my car ready, I took it to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment was needed, it took under 15 minutes, and they have drive-through service, so I didn't even have to get out of my car. I even saved 15% on my entire invoice by entering getanoilchange.com and showing the coupon on my mobile device.
Attention CDL, hazmat, tanker drivers, and diesel mechanics. Transgas of Lowell is growing, and they're offering up to a $10,000 bonus. If you have 3 or more years' experience and are looking for great benefits like overtime pay after 8 hours, paid holidays and vacation, medical and dental insurance, and a pension, call 978-856-2913. That's 978-856-2913. Transgas is a leader in the natural gas transportation industry that truly cares for its employees. Come join a growing team and call Transgas of Lowell today at 978-856-2913.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. For starters, they love a nice, cold Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's delicious, it's refreshing, and it has zero sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. Because who decided beef shouldn't have a buddy? And a drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. No compromises there. Oh, and when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. So crack open a Pepsi Zero Sugar and taste what it's like to have it all. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar, no compromises needed.
Who did Honeydew make the new cage-free egg, bacon, and cheese breakfast sandwich for? They made it for you, person with two toddlers and no free time, because you're a doer and you know that the taste of freedom is the best taste there is. Try a delicious breakfast sandwich and pair it with a refreshing Pepsi today, only at Honeydew.
Norwegian Cruise Line's Take All Free sale is here. Book now and get all free offers. Free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, and friends and family sail free. Plus free shore excursions to explore destinations like Bermuda, the Caribbean, and more. And with cruises from Boston starting at $449, your next vacay is just around the corner. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Cyber criminals. They are smarter, bolder, and more dangerous than ever before. You've invested in the best technology to stop them. Now invest in cyber risk coverage to protect your business from them. Cyber Risk from Safety Insurance helps you retrieve data, replace systems, and can even protect you from cyber extortion and customer liability issues. Ask an independent agent about Cyber Risk from Safety Insurance. Defend your data and your company's reputation.
You could be celebrating with more than just fireworks this 4th of July weekend, maybe with some extra cash. Did you know that there's over $3 billion just waiting to be claimed at Fine Mass Money? 1 in 10 people have money from things like forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. Go to FineMassMoney.com today and find out if you have money waiting to be claimed. FineMassMoney.com is free and easy to use. I found my money, so should you. Go to FineMassMoney.com. Come today.
Enter to win a 2019-20 Liverpool Football Club jersey now through July 22nd, 2019 at Cappy's Fine Wine and Spirits Medford, Blanchard's Wine and Spirits West Roxbury, or Luke's Liquors in Canton, all courtesy of Carlsberg, the official beer partner of the Liverpool Football Club. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world. Must be 21 plus to enter. No purchase necessary. See Carlsberg display at participating retailers for details. Rules and restrictions apply. Enjoy Carlsberg responsibly.
So all of a sudden, you can't read the text on your phone. You're also having trouble reading a menu without putting your phone light on. If this is you, the All-Pro team at Boston Laser has your answer. Boston Laser has helped thousands of patients get rid of those annoying reading glasses with LASIK. So what are you waiting for? Book a free LASIK evaluation online at bostonlaser.com. Get $1,000 off by signing up for their patient loyalty programs. Boston Laser has locations in Brookline, Medford, Wellesley, and a brand new state-of-the-art laser center in Andover. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser.
Hey, it's Felger here at Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. You are the only thing that matters. Their goal is to treat every customer like their only customer. Check them out at cambridgesavings.com/corporatebanking. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
It's almost the 4th. Don't wait. Do what I did and head to Atlas Fireworks right over the border in New Hampshire. Atlas has everything you need for the 4th. Check atlasfireworks.com for details and directions. Atlas Fireworks, light up the night.
This hour with Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Summer's here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. 617-779-0985. Appreciate you holding on while we talked with Tom Haberstroh and then Sean Grandy. But I know a lot of people want to weigh in on Al Horford, Kemba Walker, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot to get to today, and so we're just shotgun approach, you know? We tried to stay focused, but they're all interconnected. So we'll go to Ron in Waltham. Ron, what do you have for us? I'm with Hardy and Ted Johnson. What's up, Ron?
What's up, guys? Hey, so just wanted to check in a little bit with some stats here. If you look at the Bridge Celtics, right, from 16 and 17 to the Kyrie-led Celtics in 17 and 18, statistically, the Celtics were worse in points per game, assists per game, turnover per game, offensive rating and defensive rating in 17-18 with Kyrie. That year, without Kyrie, they were able to force Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. This past year, with Kyrie missing six fewer games, the Celtics increased statistically in all of those categories, but they lost in the second round with a healthy Kyrie. Basically, what that means is the Celtics, even with a healthy Kyrie and even with the team statistically performing better, his failure to lead and his overall prima donna attitude, flat earth theory, all that crap, makes the Celtics a worse team. So without Kyrie, I think Kemba Walker, obviously statistically, isn't as good of a player, but overall, his ability to lead, his ability to be a glue guy in the locker room, I think that's going to bring out the best in Tatum and Brown. And then also, if you look at kind of Tatum's progression with Kyrie inactive versus active, Tatum's points per game and plus minus rating per game dramatically increases when Kyrie's inactive and
okay.
Not on the floor.
All right, let's just say for a moment that I agree with you that this team is better with Kemba Walker instead of Kyrie Irving, which I don't. But I'll give it to you just for a second. Al Horford's not here. How does that factor into the equation?
Oh, no. Listen, I totally agree with the Al Horford thing, right? And so I'm not saying that next year you're going to see the Celtics make a push in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that Al Horford's the big piece here, the key piece, right? And I think that, you know, replacing him with the mid-level exception, I don't think that you're going to be able to do that. I think that that's, you know,
right.
I think you got to look towards the future at this
okay,
point.
Ron, and thank you for the call. And look, good stuff, and I appreciate your assessment. I'm just glad you're not on Planet Zippy, okay? It's going to be better. He's going to be a better leader, and I hope so. If Kemba Walker ends up coming in here and the team rallies around him and he does lead them and they do have success, it is going to be a heroic effort on his part, and he will be celebrated for it. But what a task. What a job he has ahead of him. And, you know, I still think it's a better place for him than the Hornets. So, you know, I have trouble blaming anyone in this whole scenario about what they're really doing, other than Kyrie, who is just a flake. He truly, truly is. The problem is he's the best player that the team has had for the last couple of years. And the flat earth, what is government? And, you know, he doesn't know, you want to be the number one guy. Now he's not going to be the number blah, blah, blah. He was still the best player you had. And it's tough to win when you lose your best player.
That's it. I get it. But you just, again, we got to go back to, he just doesn't want to be here. They never liked Boston. That's what you keep hearing from people. I've heard that from a lot of, you know, reliable people that are in the know, that just Kyrie did not like Boston. So if you don't like Boston, your heart's not here. You're not going to play as well. You're not going to be as committed. The guys sense that. So everybody's, you know, takes their cues from the leaders. That's just how it is in the NBA. Your best player is your anointed leader, whether they like it or not. And he was a terrible leader, didn't want to be here, already had 1 foot out the door, not committed here long term. And so it permeates throughout the entire team. So it doesn't matter how elite you are and what a great player you are. If you're not committed and your heart's not in it, it's going to make you, I think, across the board, just a worse team. It's going to bring everybody down, and it did all season long. Kemba Walker, not even close. I say not even close. Just a grade down of as far as skill set from Kyrie Irving. Okay. But yet he's just a different makeup personality-wise who I think guys will rally around, guys will want to follow, he will raise the level of everyone around him. Thus, I think you can see a better overall performance from this team. It's just that simple.
Hence, therefore...
Hey, I'll get off my soapbox, but that's how I feel, man.
No, good. I think they're going to be a more likable team. As long as you don't like, you know, winning a ton and going far in the playoffs.
I think, look, Al Horford not being here is huge. And the fact that the 76ers are more loaded, I think, at the end of the day than they were in the past, I think it factors in. Don't kid you, you know, and Indiana got better. Malcolm Brogdon going there. You know, Jeremy Lamb is okay. But I think the Indiana Pacers are going to get a little bit better. And if Kawhi stays in Toronto, good night, Irene. That's going to be very difficult in the East.
Completely loaded line. So this next segment, all the phone calls. We'll do it once again, just like the top of last hour here at to begin the noontime hour. All of your phone calls, and then we'll continue talking about the Celtics. We'll get to a little bit of Red Sox later on in the show, but pretty much all NBA here with Hardy and Ted Johnson. I'm with Zolak and Bertrand. Mike O'Brien here. Headlines, 90 seconds, no commercial.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.